Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money. This is Minding Your Money 360, news, perspectives, and real-world answers to manage your whole money life for success. It's Friday, and it's time for our word of the week. And the word this week is choosing a financial advisor. I chose the topic of choosing a financial advisor in response to a question from a listener. Brad wanted to know if, in light of all the deregulation in the financial industry, if the way you choose an advisor should be changed. And my answer is yes and no. First, the process remains the same. You decide what you want an advisor to do for you. For example, do you just want to ask them some questions, or do you want them to do everything for you? Then you want to ask friends and family for referrals, and you can also visit websites like the CFP website for certified financial planners, the NAFA website, the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors, which are fee-only planners, and the Financial Planning Association website. Next, once you have your list, you want to narrow it down to maybe three and do some additional research. Check them out on the FINRA database to see if they're in good standing or if any complaints have been filed. Finally, you want to interview those that make the cut and ask them a series of questions to see if they're a good fit for you. Be sure to ask them all the same questions so you can compare apples to apples. Now for the no part of my answer, and it's the one additional question that you'll need to ask, and that is, are they a fiduciary? As you know, in the era of deregulation, financial advisors do not have to put their clients' best interests first, even though you pay them. But someone who is a fiduciary has to. Well, not being a fiduciary is not necessarily a deal breaker, but it means asking more questions, like what are your policies? And you need to see their written policies. We don't have time for verbal stuff. I'm posting some basic questions in the blog post of this episode, episode 840, and you can see it at mym360.com, along with all the resources that I just mentioned. Our word of the week, choosing a financial advisor. This is not a decision to be taken lightly. Got a suggestion for a word of the week that you would like? If so, send it to me at feedback at mym360.com. If you like this podcast, subscribe to it. You can also do that at mym360.com so you never miss an episode. Thanks so much for listening, and as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth, and this is Minding Your Money 360. For more information, visit us at psworth.com/mym360.